sighs, exhaled down my nose. This will all be over soon, but my heart still dances in my chest all the same. The fear of being trapped, of what I am about to do, is like a coiled snake, ready and waiting to wreak havoc on my insides.
Hey, are you okay? You're looking a little freaked out.
One of them talks to me. He thinks my panic is tied to the elevator ride, which it is, but only partially. He has brown eyes, a soft, warm color that reminds me of melted chocolate. He has dimples, too, probably 23 or so, around my age. He looks nice, the kind of nice I might have dated once upon a time, before any of that became impossible. I'm fine, thank you, I tell him.
Good.
The guy with chocolate eyes smiles at me.
Deep breathing sometimes helps my sister. She's not fond of elevators either.
He's so sweet, way sweeter than I deserve, considering my purpose here today. I reward him with a watery smile. He grins back, and then the doors open, and the four of them leave. I jam my hands into my pockets to stop them from shaking. I'm alone for 18 floors, which is better than being trapped with four strangers, but still not great. And then, finally, it's my turn to alight. This hotel is much like any other I've stayed in. The only difference about it, the thing that will define it from all others in my memory for as long as I live, is that I'm here for a very specific reason. To have sex with a total stranger. And I'm doing it to find my baby sister. By the time I'm inside and my coat is hung neatly on the hook behind the door, I'm pretty much ready. I'm wearing what I've been told to wear, black lace. Eli, the private investigator I hired to help me find my sister, wasn't any more specific than that. He's the one who set this whole thing up.
Sometimes money just isn't enough to buy what you're looking for, sweetheart. Sometimes it takes a little more persuasion to buy information like this. I tell you what, I'll share what I know in return for a little favor.
What kind of favor?
You spread your legs for a paying customer, and I'll tell you everything you need to know.
The disgusting pig has the audacity to smile.
Aw, come now, Ms. Romero. Don't look at me like that. You want to find your sister, don't you?
And in the end, I'd agreed. He was right. I do want to find Lex, and I'll clearly do anything to make that happen, even if I'll never be able to live with myself afterward. Aside from the lingerie, Eli told me to bring something else with me today, something hidden in the pocket of my jacket. I take it out and put it on. The mask is a black lace number with blood-red lace edging, and makes me feel a little more disguised at least. I hit the light switch in the bathroom and rummage in my purse for the only thing that's going to keep me sane during this experience, a bottle of Valium. One of the perks of being a fifth-year resident is that there's always someone available to prescribe medication when you need it, no questions asked. The sedative's not even in my name, will never appear on my medical record. I pop one, just enough to keep me calm, but not enough to make me drowsy. And then I peer into the mirror, fixing the band of my mask underneath my hair. You look like shit, Sloane. I tell myself this every time I look into a mirror these days. It may be the truth, but then again it may not. I've been staring at myself in mirrors for so long now that the reflection just doesn't make any sense anymore. Lex was always the beautiful one. I know I have a nice body. Eli said that was the only reason he was willing to do business with me, because my tits were real and I had a nice ass.
Your height might make some guys uncomfortable, but eh, not a lot you can do about that.
I focus on the dark rings under my eyes, trying to remember that this is all temporary. It's not forever. I'm a medical student, after all. The body is just a machine, full of cogs and intricate parts all ticking away, working in harmony to keep you moving. Having sex is just making use of that machine, nothing more. You can do this, Sloane. You can do this. And then, not even 2 seconds later, Lex wouldn't want this for you. She wouldn't want you used and abused, selling yourself for so little. I hate that voice inside my head. It makes it so hard to justify going through.